AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Billing himself as a fresh face from a working-class background, Florida freshman Senator Marco Rubio says he's running for the GOP presidential nomination.
Grounded by the lessons of our history, but inspired by the promise of our future, I announce my candidacy for president of the United States.
In that Miami rally, in an apparent reference to Hillary Rodham Clinton and former mentor Jeb Bush, Rubio said he'd be a better choice than those who come from power and privilege. Well, now that the 2016 presidential campaign is underway, watchdog groups say billions of dollars will be spent trying to influence the outcomes of the election.
This one is expected to break records set in the last one.
In 2012, we had a $6.3 billion election cycle for all federal races.
Sheila Krumholtz at the Center for Responsive Politics, which tracks donations and campaign spending, says the sheer number of potential White House candidates drives the flow of money.
That allows them to pretend that they're not really candidates yet and therefore set up, establish super PACs.
She says the legislative and legal landscapes continue to change in favor of donors, some of whom are not required to disclose the sources of their cash, the so-called dark money. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
It's life in prison for a former Blackwater guard who shot and killed Iraqi civilians in a busy Baghdad square in 2007, 30-year terms for three others who took part. Paul Slough's wife, Kristen, says they were wrongly prosecuted.
These four decorated veterans, Nick Slatton, Paul Slough, Evan Liberty, and Dustin Hurd, are guilty of nothing more than being selected as scapegoats for the confessed wrongdoing of another teammate.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is making an in-person appeal to President Obama today for more help defeating the Islamic State militants, hoping recent gains in the fight will encourage more investment from the U.S. This is AP Radio News. Family members of the man who was killed by Jody Arias were unrelenting in their criticism of the convicted murderer when given a chance to speak at her sentencing. They described Arias as evil and an unrepentant murderer who told atrocious lies about Travis Alexander. One of his sisters, Tanisha Sorensen, says sitting through Arias' trial and sentencing has been painful.
I didn't want to be the girl whose brother was brutally murdered. I didn't want to sit here day in and day out hearing the details of my brother's body being tortured.
The judge in Phoenix sentenced Arias to life in prison, bringing an end to a nearly seven-year legal saga. Well, there's still playoff hope for the Miami Heat after last night's 193 win over the Orlando Magic. With LeBron James gone and team injuries, there's a chance Miami won't make it to the playoffs for the first time in 7 years. But Coach Eric Spoelstra says they just have to play it out.
Nobody needs to feel sorry for any of us.
I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.